This week we start a new book, the book of Shemot, the book of the Exodus. But it's quite obvious to anyone who starts the book, they realize that there's a prehistory to it. Unlike Bereshit, which was the beginning, over here there's a prehistory, there's a people. Children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael. They find themselves in Egypt and they find themselves enslaved, and perhaps they find themselves with little hope. So perhaps we can look at this as a new book with a really sad beginning. It seems to me that, however, there are reasons for hope. And in order to understand why there are reasons for hope, we actually have to compare it back to the previous book, to the book of Bereshit. The book of Bereshit is a book where families don't get along, where brothers don't get along. It's a book of dysfunction within the family from the very first family, Adam and Eve's children, Cain and Hevel. Where Cain brutally murders Hevel, all the way to the very end of the book, where the children of Yaakov betray their brother, Yosef, at first threatened to kill him, and at the end, they only sell him off as a slave. And of course, we understand the irony. They sold their brother as a slave, and he ends up in Egypt. Now we realize that all of them who perpetrated this terrible act, find their own children in Egypt, enslaved. So that's where we begin. So obviously the background of the previous book is impactful, does affect what's going on, but there's more. When we read this book, we read about a child being born, and with every child, when the child is born, there's hope. We believe that perhaps their lives will be better, will be different, but when this child, Moshe, is born, there's very little hope. To be born during what we could perhaps call almost a Holocaust. The male children are to be killed. And that's the world that Moshe comes into. And he's hidden by his mother first. And finally, the best situation, and that's really what strikes us, the best scenario is she places him in a teva, in an ark, which as well reminds us of a scene in the book of Bereshit, where there was destruction all around and hope came from an ark. She places him in an ark and sets him off, hopefully, to somehow, miraculously, avoid death. And here's where the story changes. Well, Bereshit was a book about brothers who were full of, from murder to betrayal. Over here, it begins with a sibling. But this sibling is a sister. Moshe's sister cannot turn her back and walk away. The brothers of Yosef, they managed that. They managed to sit down and have a meal as their brother was screaming. The sister of Moshe cannot turn her back on her brother. And that's the first hint, perhaps, that this book is going to be different. Later on, the most miraculous thing takes place. The very woman, the mother of Moshe, who the child was again, earlier she gave this child away and put him again in an ark in the water with little hope of survival. And now the princess of Egypt summons her and asks her to do the very thing that she wants to do more than anything in this world and pay her for it. The daughter of Paro, Bithya, calls Moshe's mother, Tzipora, and offers her money to nurse her child. And perhaps that should be a sign for us about how life can turn around and how sometimes when the situation seems the most dire, nonetheless, salvation is right there. And the salvation begins with the sister who could not walk away. And now holding this child for another day, a week, perhaps months, years, till she'll one day return the child to the door of Paro. But those days or weeks or months or perhaps years are already a sign of hope. And as I said, it all begins with the sister. When Moshe grows up, he apparently has absorbed some really powerful lessons from his parents, from his mother, from his sister, perhaps from his brother. And when he gets a little bit older, he walks outside of the palace and he sees a Jew and he's described as one of his brothers, though that's not a biological brother. It's somebody who he has a sense of brotherhood. Moshe goes out to see his brothers and he sees an Israelite being beaten by an Egyptian. And Moshe steps in and protects the slave, protects his brother. And in that act, he ends up killing the Egyptian who's trying to kill his brother. So the book of Shemot begins in a similar way to the book of Bereshit. There we also had a killing taking place. There we can call it a murder, where Cain kills Hevel simply because of no sense of brotherhood. And here Moshe stands up and protects his brother because of a sense of brotherhood. We realize now that this book is going to be different. This is going to be a book of redemption. This is going to be a book where all those relationships that did not work in Bereshit, this book is going to be different. And it all begins with a girl who simply could not turn her back on her brother. That is the beginning of redemption.